Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
6-7, The Fan. I was calling the bad guys the Putty Patrol. They are not the Putty Patrol. I don't remember their names, but they are not the Putty Patrol. I can tell you that. That was Power Rangers. That was a different thing. Welcome back to Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Final few minutes of this show. By the end of the show, we will be discussing how it is that you can get to our event with Kirk Cousins, which is coming in hot. But right now on the hotline, I believe we've got a man we wanted to talk to over the last couple of days, the agent for Bryce Harper. Scott Boras has given us a few minutes. Subject we've been covering quite a bit has been the bases in baseball. And Scott, you have an opinion that agrees with me because I saw some of your comments after Bryce got hurt. And that is that we need to do something to fix and change the bases. Can you just give us kind of your thought as you've looked into this? Is this new with what happened to Bryce or something you felt for a while?
I think we have a place on the diamond, which is certainly visited by players, you know, anywhere from probably most likely, you know, 25 to 30 outs or even during hits, you're crossing the bag. So you have a frequency level at particularly first base that is highly utilized, more so than any other place on the field. So obviously the protection level and the focus on what needs to be done to ensure player safety because of the frequency of and the usage of first base, you know, is something that should draw great attention. You know, we've certainly done player safety measures in the game with outfield walls and are using different types of caps, protective caps with pitchers. But the interaction with those areas is not anywhere near as frequent as clearly as first base. And so, you know, it's just something that when you have inclement weather, you need to have a gradient that determines whether or not you should play the game in the first place. We don't have set standards. We don't have measurements to look at. In by major league rule, after the All-Star break, I'm told that this decision is handled by someone not at the field. So we need inclement weather barometers, standards that encompass player safety to determine whether the game should be played in the first place. And then, of course, as to first base and such, we obviously, in conditions of inclement weather, we need to have a very clear structure, path, you know, ground crew focus, umpire focus on the base, and making sure the surface is dry. And then further elements for the future are the texture of the bag, the materials used to on the bag to have a greater traction when players come in contact with the bag, because obviously it's very clear from Bryce's situation that is a very slick surface. And you know, when you have an elite athlete touching in the very middle of the bag and just sliding across it, it's like ice on cement. So it's really something that we need more clarification and standards and study to ensure player safety.
Scott Boras, kind enough to give us a couple minutes here on Grant and Danny. Scott, I've been watching baseball my whole life. I feel maybe I could be out of bounds here or wrong about this, and I wonder if you have any data that maybe supports this, but it's not just slippery first base. I feel like more guys are jamming fingers, breaking thumbs and wrists, and everyone's wearing more protective stuff than
Turner
ever before.
Wears, like, oven mitts when he's on the bases.
Yeah,
now
three guys do that now just on the Nationals. It seems to me there's more injuries around the bases maybe than there's ever been. Is that just my sort of recency effect, or do you think there's something to it?
Well, I think the difference may be in this situation is that the athlete has notice when when you slide into a base, you have notice of your intentions and your athleticism, so you can have preparatory measures where you can wear gloves and mittens, and you also have the ability to anticipate the control of your hands, and or you can couple your wrist. You can do a number of things in advance. When you in this situation, which makes it really hazardous, is that the player has no notice, because when you step on a bag, you fully anticipate that it's going to provide you stability and that you're not going to, you have no notice that you may slip, and there's nothing you can do on a slick surface that preparation provides for. So, certainly the nature of the bag, the firmness of it is important for when you step upon it. So when you slide into it, if you were to soften the bag, it may cause other concerns from the, from the infielders or when you pivot off the bag going to the next base, that would maybe, there has to be a balance there between the base runner concerns and the runner hitting the bag. But the main theme for me is that a base runner has notice in advance and can do things that allow for protections and so you're when you, for example, you can slide feet first, and you have a choice of what you're doing. But in this instance with Bryce's injury, it's just that you step on a base, you just cannot have it be that slick, and it obviously is caused by precipitation and inclement weather, and the safeguards that can be are so simple in the immediate is that you can certainly have people, the umpire checking the bag, even pitch by pitch, and you can have the grounds crew certainly called in, or you can have it done in between each field exchange by the team. So there's a number of things that aren't done that could be done rather simply.
Scott Boris, not just the agent for Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg and so many other quality Nationals, but also one of the most powerful agents in sports history and one of the most influential people in baseball, joining us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Scott, I'm curious, first of all, what your reaction was when you got the news. As you can imagine, watching it live, we were all petrified here in town. And then when you found out bone bruise, what your thought was. And then also the Nats are saying it looks like Bryce will come back. I'm sure you've talked to him. I mean, how do you guys go about now making sure he doesn't come back too quick, wanting to play in the playoffs? Because, as you know, he's got 1 year left on a deal, and there's a huge Hall of Fame career ahead of him that he's got to take care of as well.
Well, certainly confronting the desires of a player to play following an injury, I've dealt with quite a bit, and it may be one of the more difficult parts of my job because you hear a lot of things from them you've never heard before, what I mean? And so, and which is good, you want players to have every desire to get out there and play and do things, but you also have to make sure that the long-term dynamics of the playoffs for the Nationals and what's best for his team in the long-term view are looked at. And sometimes, depending on the physician appraisal, that takes, greater periods of time than what they want to take. But the players become doctors very quickly when they want to get back on the field. And so the process is one that is, it's difficult because of the importance of what's going on and what you want to get done for your team and all the support of what a player of this stature means to a team, a franchise, a community, and then of course his own personal interest of his career and the long-term view of it. So it's very important to have great doctors. It's important for the training staff and everyone involved to really apply as much information as you can. But the the hard part of it is that you're sitting, and you know, I was sitting in Arizona watching the Cub game, and of course I have my two phones with two different games on, and I watch this. So you immediately get up, you leave the stadium, and you
I imagine one of those phones is always on the Nats, because they might as well be the Borises. You got a lot of clients here.
Yeah, we have a good number of clients, but we watch you know, during the course of a day, you're watching all the games, and obviously you pay close attention to the Nats, but when that occurs, I immediately call. I have my orthopedist I call, because I want to know. I need you to look at this film. I want you to tell me, because I know that. And then fortunately, I've had, you know, I talked to Bryce's wife, and then, you know, you talk with Jason Worth and I were talking on the phone, and you know, you talk to the general manager and you get a rundown, and then it's a tense period of time, because the view of it initially was very concerning, to say the least.
I can't imagine you slept a whole lot on Saturday night, because that's when everyone was kind of waiting, was Saturday night into Sunday morning. I think I walked out of church at like 10 a.m. and they had word. Probably not your best night of sleep in a while.
Well, you're kind of, you know, you're never going to be at ease until you get the MRI, and then you get the MRIs transferred electronically to the group of doctors, and then you get the doctors to tell you where we're at. And once you hear that, you've got a reason to kind of feel blessed that, you know, we really, you know, escaped something here that could have been much, much worse. And then you start thinking about all the other things that could have happened to prevent these type of things, and you know, and you know, like I think in sport we have to sometimes elite athletes and the potentials that come to them through their performance give us a greater indication of what we must do to make the game better, and the positive of this may be that we get a better approach to inclement weather and player safety in this area.
It would help a lot of people. Scott, I really appreciate the time. We got to jump, but very kind of you to come on.
Pleasure talking to you guys.
Thank you so much. There's Scott Boras, most powerful agent in all of sports and one of the most powerful men in baseball. Callers 8, 9, and 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You're winning a pair of tickets to come to Kirk Cousins Live Sunday, August 20th at DC Lottery Live, downstairs at 1015 Half Street, starting quarterback of the Redskins, me and Danny hanging out with you. TheFanDC.com for more information. Brought to you by Lindsay Auto Group. We're giving away tickets all week long.
Thank you to Kevin and Mike from Capital Chili Cook-Off for bringing chili and some beer from Fordham and Dominion, Devil's Backbone, and Old Ox. These and many more available at the Capital Chili Cook-Off this Saturday. Purchase your tickets now at CapitalChiliCookoff.com. $10 of each ticket will be donated to injured D.C. firefighter Dane Smothers Recovery Fund. A great deal.
If you miss Scott Boras, Scott McLuhan, Charlie Slows, go to GrantandDanny.com/audio. Chad Dukes up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.